Welcome to the Sleeping Outside the Box podcast. I'm your host, Doron Lazarus, integrative sleep coach and founder of the Sleep Coach Academy, where we check in every week with tips and tricks from the latest in the field to be able to allow you to get your sleep, your health, and your life back on track. So let's go ahead and dive in. I wanted to spend a few minutes speaking about a question that came to our Sleep Coach Academy from one of our coaches, and I think it really sheds light, especially on a lot of people who have their kids struggling with sleep. And this case specifically was a 7-year-old girl who had tons of energy and just won't fall asleep until 10:30 or even 11 o'clock at night. The mother is a very traditional person, and she herself went to bed early, and she has all the other kids in bed at 7:30. And this little energetic girl is bouncing off the walls. She's singing, playing in bed, full of energy, doing math problems, all sorts of things. And the mother's beside herself. She's like, oh my gosh, you know, all of my other kids are in bed at 7:30. That's how much sleep they need. The kids need so much sleep. And this poor, helpless little 7-year-old must have a big issue because she's not falling asleep till 11 o'clock at night. So what is the answer over here? How do we approach the situation? So I want to share a few points of insight, and I think you'll be able to relate to it, especially if you've ever had a situation where your kids struggled with sleep. Point number one is to recognize that, especially when it comes to kids, it's really a home dynamic. If you're a single person, you're an individual, and you're in charge of your sleep, then that's one thing. But for most people, we live amongst others, we live amongst family, friends, or roommates. And especially when you're dealing with kids, you really have both the parents and their expectations and personality, and then the child's sleep cycle, and to see how that whole dynamic is working. And I think over here, the start of the struggle is the mother's expectations. When a parent expects every one of their kids to have the same sleep cycle, or perhaps the same sleep cycle as they did when they were a kid, they're really setting up for failure. Just as we know kids have different personalities, they also have different sleep personalities, and some kids just generally need less sleep. What happens is the parent starts struggling with the kid to sleep. They start getting into a power struggle, a yelling match where the parent feels frustrated and overwhelmed. Because maybe the parent, and rightfully so, needs a wind down time as well. Maybe for the parent, they're going to bed earlier than 11 o'clock and they can't get to bed because their 7-year-old is bouncing off the walls. But that's not necessarily the 7-year-old's issue. The fact that the parent wants the child to go to bed early doesn't necessarily match with the child's sleep cycle. And when you get into that zone of struggle, that's where things go awry, both in terms of the parenting, the frustration, as well as the 7-year-old that's then trying to force herself to sleep because mom is screaming at her or yelling at her or punishing her or whatever. And that forcing one to sleep before her body is actually tired can create a complex around sleep, create anxiety, and actually develop into a sleep issue both now and when she's older. So I think the first thing to do is to shift the parent's expectation that, you know what, maybe this precocious 7-year-old, maybe she is naturally a night owl. And as opposed to fighting that, trying to give her activities that, yes, are not going to disturb the other kids' sleep, and to even allow the parents to have their own private wind-down time, because that is important as parents, especially if there are a number of kids, to be able to relax at the end of the day. But that being said, it's important that the child has her own independent time where she can, yes, sing and dance with the lights on, do math problems, or whatever else she enjoys with her busy body and her busy mind. I know a lot of parents can be tempted, oh, you know, if the kid's not sleeping, dose them with melatonin. But again, that's giving the child a hormone that their body is not asking for. I'm not to say that there's no place for melatonin. I created another podcast. You can check it out on our list. But over here, just because the child's not going to bed at what you view it as the ideal time doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the child. And I think the real litmus test is, how does the child feel during the day? If the child is energetic in the day, as this case was, the 7-year-old was doing fine in the day, fine in school, then there's no problem in allowing the 7-year-old to go to bed when she feels ready. And I think that's also a big part of it, of teaching and empowering, as opposed to having the parents have this power struggle with that 7-year-old, be able to teach her, this is what your body feels like when you get tired. This is what a wind down time looks like. This is what it means to respect your body and respect your sleep cycle, and not to try to force it or to push it around. Because when she learns to pick up on those cues, is this is what happens when your body feels tired, this is how you know you're ready for bed, she's going to become more sensitive. You can teach her and empower her on the importance of sleep, but get her to own that. Get her to take that responsibility. I know she's 7, but this is a bright young lady, and you're setting up the seeds of future sleep success when you train them right at this point. So, you know, there are things that can help. Weighted blankets can help, especially with more ADHD kids who, you know, especially if they're more sensory, they can sleep better and deeper with a weighted blanket. Magnesium is a possibility, although I'm always about food first. If you can get her additional magnesium, if she is magnesium deficient, from her food, shift in diet, that's a great option. But, you know, some light magnesium, if you were going to go supplements, I would start with magnesium and then really helping her. And even, you know, I know she wants the lights on. Teach her about circadian rhythm. Teach her what happens when she dims the lights and her body and her retina get ready for bed and she can start naturally producing melatonin. Help her. Maybe that would be exciting for her. She can redecorate her room to have a chill wind down time. She can have some lighter, maybe a dimmer on her light or some smaller lamps on the side. I know some kids like the glow in the dark stickers and, you know, decal with the sun and the moon everywhere. That might be a nice idea that she's enjoyed. But be creative. And like I said, get her to really be part of the solution, part of the process, take out the struggle, shift the expectations, and that will allow the parents to have their wind down time. They'll allow the daughter to feel understood and embraced, and allow her to really take her sleep cycle, and her parents can teach her that it's an amazing gift that she has, that she's able to stay up late. She can accomplish so much more. She can study, she can do, she can be her creative self, and that way she's going to sleep better for the rest of her life. This has been Doron Lazarus with the Sleeping Outside the Box podcast. If you're interested in learning more about how to solve your sleep issues once and for all, or to become an integrative sleep coach and help those around you, go ahead and check out our website at sleepcoachacademy.org. There you can learn more details and fill in an application if you're interested in any of our services. Sleep well, and we look forward to seeing you in the next edition of